Sports from the BBC with Andy Barwell. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Lewis Hamilton is crowned Formula One world champion for a second time. Roger Federer finally adds the Davis Cup to his list of titles.
Gasquet with a forehand return. Federer with the backhand drop shot winner. He's 6 to his knees. Federer has won the Davis Cup for Switzerland for the first time.
And in football, Liverpool's stuttering form in the Premier League continues. We start, though, with news that Britain's Lewis Hamilton has won the Formula One World Championship for a second time. Victory in the final race of the season in Abu Dhabi sealed the title for the Mercedes driver. Here's the BBC's Formula One commentator, James Allen.
Lewis Hamilton called it the best day of his life after clinching his second Drivers' World Championship with victory in Abu Dhabi. Teammate and main rival Nico Rosberg lost the start to Hamilton and then hit engine problems in his Mercedes, finishing 14th. The pair will join battle again next season, with Rosberg looking to regroup after losing out this year.
So, Hamilton joins an elite group of drivers to have won multiple World Championship titles.
It doesn't register with me. It doesn't feel real. It's coming here today, I had no idea how it was going to go. I woke up this morning and so early, and I hadn't, you know, I was like, geez, how am I going to get through this day? I've got forever. It was like 6 a.m. I'm thinking, geez, I've got forever till the race. And I just knew that anything could happen. And I just knew that anything could happen today, and I feel so thankful to the team, to the car, to the energy that was sent my way from all my fans, the ones that were here. There was tons of them here, and I know back home all the messages that I was getting, that all made the difference this whole year, but also today. So I'm forever thankful to everyone. Thank you.
Very different emotions, though, from Hamilton's teammate and title rival Nico Rosberg, who suffered car trouble and finished the race down in 14th spot.
All in all, you know, Lewis deserved to win the championship today. Yeah, that's clear. And what happened to me didn't have any impact on that. You know, I mean, he was out there winning the race, and whatever, my race didn't change anything. So there's no point to really focus on that at all. All in all, yeah, he just did that little bit better job than me in this year, especially in the races. You know.
Tennis now, after 17 Grand Slam titles, 6 Tour Finals victories and an Olympic gold medal, Roger Federer can now add winning the Davis Cup to that incredible list of achievements. He guided Switzerland to their first ever victory in the competition as he beat Richard Gasquet 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 to give the Swiss an unassailable 3-1 lead over France in the final in Lille. The BBC's tennis correspondent Russell Fuller was watching.
It was Songa's elbow rather than Federer's back which proved the weak link in the end, and Switzerland's two-man team was far superior to the sum of France's parts. Gasquet was drafted in to replace the injured Songa, but was unable to put any dents into Federer's exceptional serve. And his return was nicely oiled too. The Swiss had 16 break points, Gasquet none at all. This is undoubtedly a triumph for Federer, but also for Wawrinka, who played as well in the final week of the season as he did in winning the Australian Open at the very start of the year.
To football and the English Premier League, where Liverpool's poor run of form continued. It's now 4 defeats in a row in all competitions after they suffered a 3-1 defeat at a rain-soaked Crystal Palace. The BBC's Alistair Bruce-Ball was at Selhurst Park.
Another painful visit to Selhurst Park for Liverpool, running into a rousing performance from Crystal Palace. Backed by their passionate home support and inspired by Yannick Bolasie's trickery on the left wing, Dwight Gale's tireless running up front, and Mille Jedinak and Joe Ledley both superb in central midfield. Liverpool led after 90 seconds, Ledley both superb in central midfield. Liverpool led after 90 seconds through Ricky Lambert's first goal for the club. Gale pounced on a rebound to equalise for Palace shortly after, but the crucial action came late in the game. Bolasie teeing up Joe Ledley in the 78th minute from a throw-in initially conceded by Simon Mignolet's dreadful goal kick, then 4 minutes later a wonderful curling free kick from Jedinak into the top corner. Palace out of the bottom three, a 6th defeat in 12 league games for Liverpool.
Yes, a pretty miserable afternoon for the Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers.
When you lose a game of football, you're always disappointed and you look maybe to the performance and, but again, as I said, I'll take full responsibility for that. You know, I picked the team and put the players out there to perform, and it's my job and my responsibility. And at the moment, I'm not doing it well enough.
Tottenham Hotspur moved into the top half of the table thanks to a 2-1 success away at Hull City, as Alan Green reports.
Hull were the better team in the first half, certainly once they'd gone in front after 8 minutes. The former Spur, Livermore, shooting firmly wide off and past Lloris. Though Spurs responded well, Hull remained in control until Ramirez was sent off 5 minutes after half-time, retaliating to a challenge. With the man advantage, Spurs surged forward. The superb Eriksen sent a free kick, crashing against the post, and Kane equalised with the rebound. And in the final minute, Eriksen, easily man of the match, shot the winner past McGregor. Spurs just about deserving it.
And the Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino said it was a crucial win for a number of reasons.
Yeah, very important, this victory, but this is important for us, 3 points, because it's important to stay in a good position and on the table, because it's important for our player to play more calm, and it's important win for our supporter and for the club.
Manchester United's on-loan striker Radamel Falcao is back in training after overcoming a niggling calf problem. The Colombian hasn't featured for over a month, but tweeted that he was ready to help the team in their next games. Elsewhere in European football, in Spain, Valencia suffered only their second defeat in La Liga this season, going down 2-1 at Strigler's Levante. Stuttgart remain rooted to the bottom of Germany's Bundesliga. They were beaten 1-0 at home by Augsburg. And Hamburg beat Werder Bremen 2-0 to move above their fellow strugglers. Olympique Marseille returned to the top of the French League with a 3-1 victory over Bordeaux. And in Italy's Serie A, third-placed Napoli drew 3-3 at home to Cagliari, while Sampdoria drew 1 apiece with Cesena. AC Milan and Inter Milan drew 1 apiece in their derby match. And the Udinese forward Antonio Di Natale is becoming the 7th player to score 200 Serie A goals, as he netted in their 1-1 draw against Chievo. The Nigerian coach Stephen Keshi has been urged not to try and stay in the job after failing to take the team to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Keshi is currently without a contract with the Nigerian Football Federation, and a top official at the NFF told BBC Sport that walking away honourably will be the smartest thing for Keshi to do. Staying with football, the two-time Women's World Cup winners and reigning European champions Germany beat England in an historic match at Wembley Stadium in London, the first time that the women's team had played at the new home of English football. Over 45,000 fans there to see Germany win 3-0. In cricket, Australia will go into the World Cup year as the top-ranked one-day international team after they beat South Africa in the fifth and final match by 2 wickets in Sydney, Australia taking the series 4-1. Elsewhere, Bangladesh went 2-0 up in their five-match one-day international series against Zimbabwe, thanks to a victory by 68 runs. Well, on to golf news now, and Sweden's Henrik Stenson has retained his World Tour Championship title, winning by 2 shots in Dubai. More details from the BBC's golf correspondent Ian Carter.
With the Spaniard Rafa Cabrera Bello capitulating over the closing holes, the opportunity opened for a clutch of Ryder Cup stars to snatch the title. However, of Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Victor Dubuisson and Henrik Stenson, only the Swedish defending champion could seize the moment. Stenson fired a brilliant tee shot to tap in range at the dangerous short 17th, and then coaxed home a closing birdie to secure the spoils. McIlroy failed to capitalise on bouncing out of the creek on the last, but he can still reflect on a stellar season.
Before we go, our top stories. Lewis Hamilton is the Formula One Drivers' Champion for a second time, and Roger Federer has now won every major title in tennis after helping Switzerland to take the Davis Cup. Further sporting updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sports news from the BBC.